Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, July the 3rd, 185th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, the guy that used to run the fireboat for Eureka Fire, Eddie Laidlaw. Huh?
Hey, Brian, what's
up? You like that?
Yeah, that was good.
See, I remember those things. I love the concept of the fireboat. I'm really excited that it's coming back, too.
Yeah, we'll get one back. Not going to be ours, but it'll be...
Well, it's a shared joint thingamabobby with the Harbor District, but nonetheless.
It's a good thing. Great thing.
I think that is very cool. This afternoon, though, we're not going to talk... Well, hopefully we won't be setting the stage for the need for the fireboat tomorrow. We're going to talk about fireworks, fireworks safety, some of the things to be concerned about, particularly if it's a day like today when there's a little blusteriness going on.
Yes.
See, one of us here in the room has hair that's a little... uncoiffed.
Yes.
Yes, because he's been out in the wind.
I have been.
And he has hair.
Not much.
So we'll talk about some of the different things, the do's and the don'ts, for tomorrow when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times, 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ed Laidlaw from the Eureka Fire Department. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Ben Crenshaw. Enjoy Augusta. It says enjoy. That's not quotes. Sorry. Let me adjust the transitionals. I can't even say bifocals anymore, can I? Rats. I enjoy Augusta. I enjoy its challenges. There's no other golf course like this anywhere. Its greens and its challenges on and around the greens are just super, super tough. So the greens are fun to play in a sort of morbid way.
If I could ever hit the greens when I play golf.
Well, and I would think that that's part of what fire guys go through, too. You know, the adrenaline rush, the response. You're sitting on board, you're going to a call, and you kind of get pumped up in a weird, sick kind of way. You're looking forward to the fire.
Yeah.
The medical aid. The show, if you will.
Yeah, the fires for sure. You know, everybody gets a little bit more amped up with a fire. You know, the medical aid's not quite so much, but, you know, the fires are a lot fewer and far between. And, you know, I mean, true fires are a lot fewer and farther between. But it has a tendency to get your anxiety level up a little bit and do what we're, you know, trained to do.
Drive safely.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, that's the first thing. Get there. We got to get there in one piece first to help everybody.
Is there a history in Humboldt County of 4th of July firework-related fires?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had a number of fires on 4th of July. What was it, about 8-9 years ago, maybe longer than that, time flies. And the parachute flare. Somebody had set off a parachute flare out off the Woodley Island area and landed on one of the buildings in Old Town. And actually started a fire on the roof. Before I was there, we've had multiple fires on 4th of July, you know, either set by fireworks that have been discharged improperly or other means, you know, just accidental. But it seems that we have a good chance of having a significant fire on 4th of July.
Because of the crowds? Does that complicate things also, whether it's in Arcata around the plaza in the ballpark or Old Town with that festival and the other communities with their 4th of July events? Does that clustering of people increase the likelihood?
I don't know if it so much increases the likelihood. It causes problems for us for our responses. When we want to go, you know, we have we'll say medical aid in the down on the waterfront somewhere. I mean, with all the people, all the activity, it really is a huge challenge for us to get around. And, you know, if something happens during during a fire or during the event when we're having our fireworks presentation, there's just so many people, it really poses a challenge for traffic for us.
Do people get out of the way for a fire truck or an ambulance?
It seems that most people get out of the way of the fire trucks and ambulances when the code 3 lights are not on. More like there are more times than when they are. It's actually kind of eye-opening to actually ride in a fire engine and see the reaction of people.
Do you guys do ride-alongs?
Yeah, we do.
Do you? Where do you strap me?
In a seat with a seat belt.
Oh, inside.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good. That's an upgrade then from last
anymore.
Time.
No outsides anymore. No tailboard riding.
As I would think for most of us, if it was a ride along with a cop, ride along with a fire dude, probably with any of the airborne stuff too, or CHP, that you see people that you don't normally see, and you see them in a different light than what you normally see. And, you know, we're standing there, you guys go roaring by with yellow, red. Okay, I hear you for 10 seconds. I see your lights going off for 10 seconds. It's over. It's a minute, maybe minute and a half long exposure. But if you're on board, seeing people, and I can remember, I think it was Stan Ehler saying that, yeah, people try to draft behind us.
Oh, yeah.
What? How do you know when the truck is going to stop?
Yeah, there's...
Or.
Yeah, we see that. You'll see, it still boggles my mind to be, you know, driving code 3 lights and siren down a street. You have the stoplight, and here's this big red or yellow or whatever color fire engine driving down the road and lit up like a Christmas tree, and see somebody want to try and pull out in front of you. To this day, it still amazes me that people can't see us. And I wonder why they can't, or if they just don't pay attention, or I wished I could give you an explanation.
Oh, you've got good brakes. You can stop on a dime, right?
Yeah. The newer apparatus actually is pretty darn good. Not quite a dime, but maybe a 50-cent piece.
Once they see you.
Once they see you. But of course, even though we're driving code 3 with lights and sirens, and it seems like we're going a lot faster, the anxiety of hearing the siren makes everyone think that we're driving so much faster. Normally, we're actually not driving that much faster than the speed limit. It might seem like it, but most of the time, you know, there are limits that we're supposed to adhere to.
KINS, News and Information Times, 319. We'll be back with more from Ed Laidlaw.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 424. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ed Laidlaw from the Eureka Fire Department. Hey, we hear this thing called, did I say four instead of three?
No, you said Eureka. We got to change that. It's Humboldt Bay Fire Department.
Oh, crud. That's been
I'll
like
you
4 months.
I'll let you go halfway through it. It's all right.
Humboldt Bay Fire.
We'll let you go.
Okay. I was looking at that patch.
I know you were. Which one?
They both say Eureka.
I know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't blame me. I can blame me. You can't. Fire, this safe and sane thing, rating, whatever you want to call it. Is that California? Is that West Coast? Because I know you guys are concerned about the international stuff, you know, the Chinese fireworks, but Nevada and Washington also have got different types of fireworks, because I understand that, you know, where they're inspecting for marijuana leaving California, coming in, they're looking for fireworks.
Safe and sane is for California State Fire Marshals, the one that determines what is safe and sane for California. They test the all of the fireworks to make sure they don't emit sparks, or they don't over a certain height. They don't fly in the air. They don't explode. Everything that we have that has a state fire marshal seal, which is what you would purchase at the normal fireworks stand on the corner, should and does have the state fire marshal seal on it. And that's what's approved and is to be used in California.
And anything else is
illegal.
Didn't even get a chance to say anything on that one. You just pounced right on that, huh? How different if we have a, I don't know, the one of the Piccolo Pete's.
Yes.
Are they still legal?
Yes, I think
okay,
they are.
Good,
I think
good. Then we can talk
pretty
about
sure they are.
Piccolo Pete's. What we had growing up.
Yes.
Versus what is today. Labeled the same. My impression is that they're a little different. Are they?
They probably have more sophisticated testing than what they did back when you and I used to go out and play with the fireworks. The testing from the State Fire Marshal's office, they have a set criteria. I really can't speak to what their criteria is to determine it. One of the things that I do know, like fountains, they have to be within a certain height. They can't emit sparks over a certain number of feet. And right off the top of my head, I can't remember what it is.
I suppose that's so you don't light your trees on fire and things like that because somebody did at some point?
Yeah, probably. That's probably exactly why everything is more limited because of things that have happened in the past.
Do you still use slingshots with your fireworks?
Me? No.
Good. Glad to see you broke that habit.
I don't use fireworks anymore at all. Actually, I'll be working all night anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, that's because you don't have grandkids at home yet.
Huh? Not yet.
Yeah, see? It'll happen.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It might be a while.
No, I meant the desire to have fireworks.
It'll be a while.
As a family gathering.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't they fire the fireworks, a little redundant, engage the fireworks off the North Spit anymore? Why is it out on a barge in the middle of the bay? Because I would think shooting it over the ocean has a whole lot less likelihood of having any blowback or some of the stuff you were talking about, the particulate matter, landing on roofs or causing any potential fires in Old Town.
The barge in Old Town, they're currently setting it up right now for the show that we'll have tomorrow night. They have licensed pyrotechnics person that sets it up, and they anticipate the wind speed and everything. The barge is actually a pretty good platform because it allows for it to be close enough for everybody to see it, number one, see it in all its glory, plus all of the remnants of the explosions will fall into the bay and won't make it to land to either fall in the crowd or potentially start a fire. And it's pre-planned. They're professionals, the people that do it.
Water quality is okay with this?
I assume so.
You are so easy.
Step right in that one. What debris is left?
Let's have some of those oysters on Thursday. Hi, Greg. Yeah, a little smoked oyster, huh? But that's okay. The drift is always back on shore anyway instead of out towards the oyster field.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Sure.
Buying that one?
No. Whatever you say, Brian.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some of those fireworks stands because I know there are a number of them around. What it takes to certify.
Sure.
And go through that process. And I know of at least one of them that got broken into.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. So, you know, if there is such a thing as putting a curse on somebody, let's all think those nasty thoughts. But we'll time it and direct it when we come back. KINS. I'm a minute early. Great. Boy, you know, you threw me with the Humboldt thing. I just am all over the place.
I know that.
Yeah, darn.
It was intentional.
So what does it take to license a fireworks stand?
They have to apply for a permit. First, they go through the fireworks manufacturer, and they apply for a permit through us, the state fire marshal, which sends it to us. And from there, we do booth inspections on what they have set up prior to them actually loading the fireworks into their booths and also their storage locations.
So it's safe. It's not going to explode on them?
It should be. Yes, it is safe.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we'll see how that turns out in the news later on today. KINS, News and Information Times 3:30. We'll be back now with more from Ed Laidlaw.
Now, a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lampus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:36. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Ed Laidlaw from the Humboldt Bay Fire Department. Smooth as ice, huh?
That was really nice.
You like that one, huh?
I like that.
So what's your position in the new department?
I'm still a captain, too.
Still?
Yep.
Does that mean that you can count to two?
Yeah, that's about it.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. As long as I got both hands, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. When you think of 4th of July, I'm sure you, being the patriotic guy you are, I know that there's a lot of, you know, the patriotism, but from a professional perspective, do you hold your breath?
No, not really. I don't. We anticipate. We staff up usually for more fires or more activity, and most of the time it pretty much turns out to be a normal day. You know, normal as the fire department can be. There's no rhyme or reason if we're busy or not. Some 4th of July's have been, you know, fairly quiet. And then there's, I know.
I thought you were going to say traditional.
No. Fairly quiet. And some of them have been really been busy. But, I mean, you could probably attribute that to any day of the year.
With the winds we're having this afternoon, if it replicates tomorrow, does that change your guys' deployment for the day or for the afternoon?
No, we're pretty well set for what we have for our daily staffing already. Luckily we've had a lot of rain lately. And most of the vegetation is still somewhat green. I know we've had a number of fires down behind the Bayshore Mall recently, but we're able to get to it quick enough and pretty much keep it in check. Things are still pretty wet and won't burn as good.
But right around September, that's when you guys get really exciting.
Yeah, when things start browning up a little bit, then we start worrying about it. If we had winds like this, if it was brown with the winds like they are today and yesterday, it would be a little bit more of a concern for us.
As you're looking at the concept of next year, following years, I know that some statewide are trying to outlaw fireworks. They just don't want them available. You can go to your city and watch it that way, but no private. Good idea, bad idea?
Well, from a knowing what the fireworks do, most of the fireworks boosts that we have in town are all nonprofit agencies, you know, churches, youth groups, and this is one of their primary fundraisers for the year. They really rely on the funds that they get for it. The Safe and Sane fireworks, like I said earlier, they're tested by the state fire marshal, and as long as they're used in the recommended fashion, we should be okay. I mean, I'm kind of a patriotic person, actually really patriotic person, and I think the fireworks are part of the 4th of July, as long as they're used safely and the way they're intended.
Where do you see fireworks going? Is the technology, is the science of it continuing to make new, cooler things that are safer? Is there a lot of that kind of stuff? When you guys go and inspect the booths and the state fire marshal does his thing, are there new challenges that they're looking at each and every year?
You know, I'm not sure what the state fire marshal, what they're looking at exactly. From what I see in the booths, usually when I see the booths, or there's nothing in them at the time, but the fireworks that I do see later on in the year, You know, they seem to be pretty much the same as what I've seen in the past. They, like I said again, the big thing is the emittance of sparks and how high they emit them and how they broadcast the sparks. And usually they're quite. It seems to me, maybe it was because I was small back then, they seemed like they were as big as could be, and now they don't seem quite as big.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're jaundiced.
Yeah. But the technology, I mean, I think they're all pretty much the same as they were then, maybe not quite as potent, I guess.
What is the biggest, worst mistake most people make with fireworks?
Probably not pointing them at people, pointing them at other people, and trying to hold them in their hand maybe when they're lit and they start emitting the sparks or doing whatever they're supposed to do. Why, I don't know. Why can't they put them on the ground and just leave them and do their thing? Doing them in an area that has potential of catching fire, you know, a field with grass, as an example. They don't use their head, I guess, is a good way of putting it. That's probably... the best way to do it. They're not thinking outside and thinking what could happen based on their actions, and realizing also that fireworks, mostly a sparkler, everybody loves the sparklers. You know, they can reach temperatures up to 1400 degrees, and people don't realize how hot they are, but they can burn and they will burn you.
What is on that stick that can take it to 1400 degrees?
Yeah, it's some kind of burning metal, I think, or you know, some type of a metal that has a tendency to burn. I don't know the chemical makeup of the exact chemical makeup, but they can reach up to 1400 degrees. Yeah.
Do you guys recommend in the middle of the street for the fireworks rather than the front yard or the backyard? Within reason, not in the middle of Myrtle or 4th or 5th Street, but
I mean, I'm not going to say in the middle of the street or in the back, in an area that's safe and has proper clearances so that the sparks don't ignite something, not next to your house, a driveway maybe. A street might not be such a good idea because there's cars that are going to be coming up and down the street, and we'll be going out for a different type of an incident as opposed to a fire. It could be a traffic collision.
A head-on with a sparkler.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Ed Laidlaw.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ed Laidlaw from Hobo Bay Fire. Eddie, as you look at what people should do, what they shouldn't do, I know you guys have had a lot of press releases, we got the stuff that's on the air. How important is having water around, the clearance areas, people paying attention, the little ones being accounted for?
Yep, it's really important. Again, I go back to State Fire Marshal. They pretty much give us the safety tips, and you pretty much hit it on the head, the things that we need. Have a bucket of water and a hose handy all the time when you're setting off your fireworks. Fireworks aren't toys. They can potentially be dangerous.
Like 1400 degrees, baby.
Yeah, exactly,
that's got my attention. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty warm. Hot. Don't carry your fireworks. And I'm looking at this list here, fireworks in your pocket. I don't think that'd probably be too good of an idea.
We could amp that up and say lit fireworks in your pocket. That's probably frowned on too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Only light one at a time. Don't need to light them all off at once. I mean, it looks pretty good, but to be safe, one at a time is good. That way you can keep track of it. Only use them outdoors. That's something that's really important.
Which obviously begs the issue. Somebody was doing this inside.
And have an adult present all the time. I mean, I don't know how fun it is for the kids to go out there and light them off themselves, but, make sure that you have an adult there. That's really important.
Now the firework stands and booths, they can only sell through Thursday?
Yeah, I believe it's the 5th till noon. 6th until noon? 5th till noon, I believe.
But it's legal to have them and use them throughout the year, isn't it?
Yes. They just can't sell them.
Okay. So like the New Year's Eve, when you hear them, that's okay.
Hear them. Yeah, the Piccolo Pete's is all you should hear.
Yeah.
Nothing that goes boom.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's, that's sounding in the bay.
Right. Okay.
Because you do hear a couple of those, don't you? Yeah. So if we're going to store a firework safely.
Yes.
How do you do that? Do you seal it up? Do you put it in a Ziploc? What should you do?
Just store them in a dry place. You know, keep them away from moisture. Keep them away from any kind of an ignition source, of course. You know, they're pretty safe the way they come in, as long as you don't manipulate the package and try and open it up and do something funny with the ingredients. Probably not a good thing.
It sounds to me like you've done that.
No.
And experienced that in your history.
No.
That somebody was doing that and you guys would come upon it and
sure.
go, what
sure,
happened
sure.
here?
Sure, and that happened. People try to manipulate the safe and sane fireworks to be more than safe and sane. I don't know how they do it or whatever, but usually the outcome is not good. Usually somebody gets burned and or worse. And there have been a number of incidents in the last few years with safe and sane fireworks and, of course, the illegal fireworks, too. I mean, you look at, you know, last year with the significant incident that we had out north of here.
Is that still a big concern? It's the illegals?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons, you know, we will be at out patrolling all night looking for the illegal fireworks that are being set off. You know, we'll confiscate them. You know, it can lead up to a fine, a significant fine, too, if you're caught with them. I just encourage people to have fun and do it safely, not with the illegal stuff.
Be normal, don't be abnormal?
Correct.
All right.
Be normal.
And only you can say that.
Only, yeah, right.
Yeah. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Okay.
We've been talking shop this afternoon with Ed Laidlaw. Join us tomorrow afternoon, 4th of July, for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you at 6.